buyers know what a phenomenal improvement Pepperell's Napguard Superloft has made in blankets. But what do consumers think? Do they actually equate more quality, more warmth with the bigger blanket? Come along with us on our tailgate ramblings. Actual conversations with real customers who saw on the tailgate of our station wagon the Napguard Superloft blanket and the standard blanket without it. Listen to random tailgate ramblings and then hear more music for your ears. Some tailgate jazz.
Thank you.
you've heard the music. Now, for some words.
This is the Pepperell Blanket Research Mobile in the field at Gimbel's Suburban Store, Green Acres Shopping Center in Valley Stream, Long Island. In this consumer survey, we are comparing a Pepperell blanket with NapGuard Superloft against a standard blanket without NapGuard Superloft. Both blankets are made of the same fiber, both are the same size, both made to retail for the same price, and both are basically the same blanket, the only difference being the addition of the NapGuard Superloft process on the Pepperell blanket. Throughout the survey, the blanket on the right will be the Pepperell blanket, and all reference to the blanket on the right will mean the Pepperell blanket. Good morning. May we have your opinion of these two blankets? These are both the same size, both made of the same fiber, both made to sell for the same retail price. Which of these two blankets would you buy if you were purchasing a winter blanket?
Can I ask a question first?
Surely.
They're the exact same size?
The exact same size, both 72 by 90.
Or are they folded differently?
No, they're folded the same way.
Can I see?
Yes.
Is there cardboard in there?
No, there's no cardboard in there. These are basically the same blanket.
And the same fiber?
That's right.
This is much more appealing, the one on the right.
The one on the right?
Yes.
Why would you say this is more appealing?
Well, it's like everything else. It looks like more quantity for your money. It's higher, puffier. It's, otherwise it's the same color, same binding. And if you say it's the same content, the only thing is it's much bigger in the package.
The same question was presented to the lady in the green hat, and she too chose the one on the right, the Pepperell blanket with the NapGuard Superloft, because...
It is fluffier. It's higher. I don't know, that's like when you push up a pillow, you like when it's fluffy. It appears nicer.
And now, listen to what the others had to say.
Oh, I think I take this one, it's lighter.
Well, I imagine I'd buy this one because...
The blanket on the right. Why would you buy that blanket?
Because it's higher and fluffier.
Higher and fluffier. Why is a blanket being higher and fluffier an advantage?
Actually, I really don't know, except that it looks nicer, and I imagine it feels softer and possibly more warmth. I don't know.
Do you think that the weight of the blanket has any significance to your sleeping comfort?
No, I really don't think so, because sometimes you can get a blanket that's light, and yet it's warm.
If you were to purchase a winter blanket, which of these two blankets would you purchase?
I think I'd purchase the one on the right.
The one on the right.
Are they the same weight?
They are basically the same weight. Why would you purchase the one on the right?
Well, naturally, it looks higher and fluffier.
What advantage do you think a fluffier blanket has?
Well, it's more comfortable if you're not sleeping with a sheet under it, and it probably would appear to be heavier, and you'd want the warmth in the wintertime.
Do you think the heaviness or the thickness would provide more warmth to this blanket?
Well, I don't know if it's rationalizing, but I think it would. It looks fluffier. It made me feel warmer right away.
Warmth without weight is one of the big features of the NapGuard Superloft blanket. Customers understand this advantage. But now, why don't you take advantage of a little more Dixieland music?
Thank you.
Napguard Superloft gives more warmth with less weight. And that's what the customer tells us she wants.
Well, of course, this looks so much fluffier. It'd be warmer, I presume.
The blanket on the right looks fluffier, and you think it would be warmer.
That's right.
Does the heaviness or the thickness of the blanket mean anything to you?
No, it really doesn't. I found that with all these synthetic fibers, it doesn't.
But you think the one on the right would be warmer.
Because it'll be further away from your body, and actually it sounds foolish, but sometimes it is warmer that way. Rather than this heavyweight, I found that these heavyweight blankets laying closer to your body, you don't get the warmth out of them. You feel the weight, but you don't feel the warmth.
Then you would...
Basically, I mean, that's what I found.
And now for some music that's not warm. It's cool.
Thank you.